Hello, this is Giles Peterson, and I'm a broadcaster on BBC Radio 1. I do a show called Worldwide every Tuesday night from 2 till 4 in the morning, available on the iPlayer, in which I play a combination of music from new electronic to music coming out of club culture to dubstep to free jazz to world music. So it's kind of a strange brew, worth checking out. Well, I'd say that WOMAD was definitely way ahead of its time in the sense of being able to bring the world of music to a wider audience. So the original concept of WOMAD was to really introduce people in the UK to music from Africa, music from Asia, music from different parts of the world. And it's kind of gone into a whole new zone in the last few years because a whole new generation of listeners are just totally tuned into that concept. And so WOMAD is not just a sort of world fringe music festival, it's a proper festival up there with Glastonbury. And if you really want to discover something beyond indie bands, which most of us do, it's the place to go to. Simple as that. It's an incredible festival, which now takes place all over the world. I performed at the most recent one in Australia called WOM Adelaide, and I've played at a lot of the big festivals, from festivals in Ibiza to Glastonbury to Bestival to Montreux to Exit, all those festivals. And at the end of the day, WOMAD is something else. One of the bands that I'm really excited about on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD this year is Scar Cubano, because they're one of these unique groups that have combined different influences to very powerful effect. And that's one of the great things about WOMAD, because you see these crazy fusions sometimes and they just work, and you wouldn't think that they would work when you saw them on paper. And Scar Cubano, as you can imagine, is a combination of Cuban and ska. So you've got this kind of Caribbean ska retro thing with the percussion of Cuban music. And what can I say? They are very, very worth watching. Check them out. A couple of bands that I would recommend that you go and see this weekend at WOMAD. First of all, there's a band from Japan called Soylent Pimp Sessions, who I suppose wouldn't necessarily fit into what you'd consider to be a WOMAD type band, but they do come from Japan and they have a great approach on jazz music. And if you like your mad, high energy rock and you want to fuse it with some free jazz, then I know it doesn't sound great when I said it like that, but honestly, this band, whether you like jazz or not, or whether you like rock or not, or whether you like anything, you'll just be blown away by them. So I would recommend you go and see Soylent Pimp Sessions. And the other group that I think you should go and check out is Orchestre Polyrythmo de Cotonou, who performed actually at my festival in the south of France recently in Sète. And they basically come from Benin, and they make up one of many groups that have been rediscovered actually by a generation of DJs and clubbers who've basically followed labels like Analog Africa and Soundway Records and Strut Records, who have been just digging a bit deeper than Fela Kuti and going beyond Manu Dibango and beyond music from Mali in a way. And they've basically started finding all these incredible recordings from the 70s and 80s and 90s and groups that are still around today. So Orchestre Polyrythmo de Cotonou, they're kind of doing a sort of voodoo Afrobeat. It's just trance and it catches you. It just takes you in. So they're my two choices at WOMAD this year. Orchestre Polyrythmo de Cotonou and Soylent Pimp Sessions. Enjoy it.